KC of the Poison Podcast. If you like what you're watching, subscribe, share to a friend. Make sure y'all hit that button. Now we start the show.
Episode 292 of the Poor Horseman Podcast. We got LP here.
JC in the building.
Phil.
KC.
And this episode is brought to you by Bank on Brian with Crockett Law, your personal injury and workplace legal specialist. If you have a need for law services, not even in just the Houston area, but if you're in the Houston area, definitely tap in with him. But everywhere, you can reach him at Bank on Brian on Instagram or go to the website at CrockettLaw.com. Do any of y'all need legal services at this moment, fellas? Does anyone need help right now?
Think so.
Nothing no. Right now?
Nah, not right now.
You look like you might need some help,
it's
brother.
Good to me, man. I ain't going to lie.
I mean, you came in a do-rag.
You know what? I may need service. Yesterday, I went to the Andrew Schultz show.
Oh, you went? Okay, yeah. How was it?
So let me tell you why I probably would need his service.
Okay.
So my wife, she know I fuck with her. So she bought me these tickets, like maybe 2 weeks ago, whatever. Sent it to my email. I'm like, oh, shit, cool. And y'all know all the shit I've been going through for the past couple weeks. So that was her way of, like, let's do something cool, something you like, whatever, cool. So we get there Friday. So we get there, and I already downloaded the tickets in the Uber. But it was kind of weird because it took me to a third party that I ain't never really heard of called TickPix. Tick pick or something like that. But they showed that I had the tickets or whatever, but it didn't give me a seat and it didn't give me like a barcode.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you know, they'll take care of it when we get there. So we get there, go through the customs, and then it's time to scan a ticket. I'm like, hey, I mean, you can see that we got it, but they didn't give me on this whatever. She was like, well, I never seen, you know, people use third parties, but I never, whatever. So now we go up to the front. We show them, like, hey, can you just print us out a ticket? She was like, look, I'm going to just tell y'all straight up, like, this is like a scam. Because whatever third party, people use third parties, but it has to be linked to a certain venue or whatever. I don't know. But the lady, you know, God bless her, she was like, look, I'm going to print y'all out tickets because, you know, some was vacant. But if they come, y'all over with, basically.
Yeah.
So we get inside. And then our row was packed out and it was like four seats behind our row, like right there. And I asked the guy, I was like, hey, somebody been sitting there? He's like, nah, ain't nobody. So we just sat there and we missed like maybe a quarter of the show, but we caught, you know, the parts I needed to catch at least.
So you were able to, no one came and took your
seat? No.
Okay. That's what I was waiting on.
I was waiting on
someone to come by and tell you to get up.
But that shit, I'm going to call him out, like Tick Picks or something like that. Like, break on Brian, get on that shit. Like, I might need your services.
Yeah, now Andrew, I forgot he was here. The show was dope though.
No, it was dope. Yeah. I actually cried, man. He showed a video.
Him by himself?
Yeah. Okay. And he was talking about
trying to have his baby.
Yeah, shit was funny as fuck. And then he showed like this video. He cold, bro. That, like,
Andrew, I can't believe you cried. That's crazy.
For real. No,
a comedy show.
I'm telling you.
You're a wild boy.
And he probably going to drop the videos when it's over, but yeah.
You're a wild boy. Illegal services for any of you gentlemen.
I'm living. God is good to me.
I got to go court Tuesday.
What?
I got a ticket.
Do you need legal services?
I did defensive driving, but apparently you got to do an application to get defensive driving. And I had already bought the defensive driving program and shit and did it. So I gotta like go to the court and see if they'll let me use that, what I did already, and just be like, I completed this shit.
So you don't have to pay the ticket. You trying to not pay your ticket.
I don't care if I got it. I just don't want my insurance to go up.
Yeah, because that insurance shit is trash right now.
Yeah, so I don't want to get them no reason to spike my shit up. And so, yeah, that nigga get me out of that ticket, then that's fine.
You should probably hit him.
It ain't that serious because I did do the shit. But, like, I ran the red light, clear as day. But I ain't like how the cops set me up.
What do you mean? They were waiting somewhere?
He let somebody, like, it was right by Memorial City Mall.
Okay.
The girl in front of me, her stupid ass, like slowed down at the yellow and then decided to go. And like I was like right behind her. But when she went, the cop was like right at the light and he like U turned behind her. But then when he went in front of her, he went in front of her where that Target is and like made her go in. And then he told me to go in too. And I'm like, man, I'm just looking at her the whole time because I'm parked right by her. I'm just staring at her like.
You knew you was getting a ticket.
Like, you idiot. Like, damn. Like, you should have just went. I just want to, again, not make my insurance go up.
Yeah, insurance right now is crazy expensive. It's actually
stupid expensive,
it's
bro.
It's really expensive.
I paid for me and my wife's, bro. That shit is crazy.
It's actually really expensive.
Then right I'm about now. To have put my boy on there because we
he driving?
We put him on driver's ed tomorrow.
Yeah, you about to be paying Monday. Double what you pay Monday. Right now. Because he's young.
And a team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you about to be paying double. Congrats on, you know, spending extra bread, you know?
Put his mama on it.
Wait, what? All right.
About to come up bread.
The topic of today, obviously, is the response that J. Cole had to Kendrick. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say it right now. It's K-Doc 1-0 right now. The Cole disc was weak as hell to me.
No.
Okay, well, hold on. How are we going to open this up? We're going to talk about the album
I'm
first?
Just saying, I don't know. The album is irrelevant in this because it's not his real album. It's just a mixtape.
I mean, the music. I love that shit. I thought, I didn't know. First of all, it was a surprise shit. It was a surprise. I thought it was some type of leak thing, but I was like, oh shit, this nigga put out a project. And I went straight to, I'm the nigga that goes straight to the diss track.
Me too. That's the only thing anybody cares about.
No, I want to hear J. Cole rap.
Right now, society right now cares about the response to Kendrick, and right now it was weak to me.
No, but, and then a lot of people know that, so in the future, if you go back and listen to the Future Metro thing, they were doing shots all through the album. So people were, I thought about that too. I'm like, let me listen to everything and see if it was some more shots, which it was. So,
I'm just under the impression that no one shoots back at Kendrick ever. The last time he did something, the only person who went into the booth was Fabulous when he said he was the king of New York.
Big Sean has gone against him too.
And lost. I'm just being honest.
Y'all niggas move the field goal post on everything. That's why when people are talking about this shit being a popularity contest, it really is because they wanted J. Cole to respond. But then you got people who just like Kendrick more. They just didn't want to listen to the J. Cole shit. They're just proving to what your response to.
I like J. Cole better than Kendrick.
No, you just said nobody respond. I said Big Sean respond.
And lost.
How do you know what lost? Because you can't dictate a win and loss in that situation.
What was the shots? What's the songs?
In Control? Or After Control?
It was after Control. They always had a shit. And he talked about how he deaded with when Nipsey died, how they deaded it. But they always gave subliminals towards one another. He did that shit on No More Interviews when he talked about rapping like you got an asthma attack and shit like that. He was talking about Kendrick. Kendrick had said shit about Big Sean. So they always did like that subliminal shit, but it was more so like a passive aggressive type ordeal rather than, I mean, all of Kendrick shits be kind of passive, outside of control.
It's out of control. Yeah.
It's
outside
just been, of control. Like,
and
subliminals.
This, where he said, fuck the big
this,
three.
You know what I'm saying? It's this just, one was yeah. more. But got everything it. Else, outside of Drake, he just goes directly at Drake. This nigga may not like Drake, but with anybody else, it's always like subliminally said. Like it's not just like direct. This was the only time somebody can kind of peel it back and be like, oh, he kind of talking about J. Cole.
Yeah.
And then this, that, and the third. And so that's why J. Cole gave him that light jab back. That's all it was. It was like he threw a light jab at him and he threw a light jab back. Now, if Drake came back with this same type of ordeal like J. Cole did, then that'd be weak because he went directly at him. He talked about shit where he did whatever Drake shit was called with the dogs and shit.
For all the dogs.
And he talked about the pet cemetery and all that shit. Like, he directly talking about this man, so you know he talking about you. And then you come, if you do respond, because right now, this nigga just been posting captions.
Yeah,
no, he
and
just
I don't
got
like
he, his
I
tour.
I don't like that.
His
he's
tour.
Just been posting
hold on, hold on. I'm gonna cape a little bit. His tour just stopped Friday. So
he had time though.
No,
J. Cole was on the same tour.
Come on, like let's be fair.
Cole was on the same tour though.
J. Cole is on the same tour.
He was.
They did the last 10 days together.
Yeah, they did the last 10 days.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
No, that is. That is.
That's a fact.
They've been on.
They did the last 10 dates together.
Well, this is what I was going to say to the Drake thing. Drake has to come out with something and shoot at a lot of people.
So he got to get Rick Ross.
I'm just saying, he got to, whatever he come out with, he has to shoot at a lot of people because they're jumping Drake right now, really. J. Cole is just, J. Cole is just like, I think that's a whole nother Frazier Ali fight with him and K-Dot. Now, Drake is like, niggas is piling up on him because they tired of seeing this nigga win. I don't know what it is, but.
Who's piling up?
But it can't be no Duppy freestyle shit, and it can't be no charged up shit. It got to be some.
Like back to back.
Not like that, but it got to be something like felt.
Yeah, back to back.
Back to back was hard.
That was too tough.
Of course.
Bro. Cause that can ring on forever. That song,
yeah.
I just feel like Metro One. The song is better because the beat.
They album coming out again Friday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they are doing two in a row. You think they'll have some more shots?
It's called We Still Don't Trust You.
Do you think Kendrick will be on that too?
Mm. Kendrick. At this point, I think Kendrick. I would love to see if he just put out an EP or whatever and just rap. And just say what's been on his mind. You know, the TDE shit, it was messy. You know that Absol and Daylight is with TDE.
Yeah.
And they had that. They was on J. Cole project. Like, it can be a lot of shit that he talk about.
Me personally, I think that I like the shot that J. Cole took back at him. I liked it. I mean, K-Dot ain't really say too much. I mean, he threw his bum and he went first. So I guess that gives him a little bit of edge, but bro, I think J. Cole could turn it up to another notch and just go directly at him. I think he, like you said, jabbing him a little bit, seeing like, is this like...
I kind of think this was his moment.
I think our attention spans are too short for jabs.
Yeah, I think...
Because this will be gone in a week if nothing else happens.
The reason K-Dot shit goes so hard though is because of the song.
That's what I said. The beat.
The beat was hard as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like that was the unfair stance of it.
Yeah.
Like it's a song with Future and Metro Boomin, whereas J. Cole did a whole joint
off
where
himself,
it was just off his shit.
Yeah.
Like it was just him. And that's the difference in the stands. This shit is getting played in NBA arenas. This shit getting played in the clubs. Like that's the stands. This shit is a bop. Like it jams. Like
it
you can
jam.
Literally
it
jam this hoe. Yeah. You can't jam that J. Cole like that. Somebody play that shit, they gonna be like, "What the fuck? You fucking up the vibe." But and it's not because of the lyrics. It's just because of the presentation of it.
Yeah.
That beat is fucking insane.
Yeah, the funniest Instagram thing is what's that guy from Dallas? They do like anime stuff, but they also talk about
Dreams.
He said, "Why that be so hard?"
Yeah.
He was like, "Yeah, that shit is unfair."
Look, this shit went so hard. LeBron knew the words,
and he don't know words.
He don't never.
He never
like
knows
me
the words.
Lyrics.
Yeah,
that's
never
the only
knows
thing
the
me and a nigga relate in. We don't know lyrics. That dude didn't. He knew the lyrics word for word.
Yeah, I think I look at it this way. I don't really know if that's the real big three though, because to your point, Big Sean. He might be up there.
No, he's not.
His career is just as good.
All it is opinions of a big three. Like everybody has their own big. All that shit is irrelevant. Like it's very
Future
much,
could be big three.
It's very much irrelevant.
Future like on he not.
It's popularity.
But he got a lyricist. But he's
on,
probably
man.
One of the top three artists.
Let's do some criteria though. Let's go record sales. Let's go record sales. Let's go rap ability. Let's go.
I mean, Big Sean up there in rap ability. For sure.
He can rap.
Okay, but let's check out some
he
boxes. What else we going to put in there?
He got album sales too, though.
Y'all looking to put in shit that categorizes with the people that y'all want to be in.
We got to check off boxes because there's tiers to this shit. You got to check off boxes.
There are tiers.
Everything about rap is so is popularity and opinionated.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. When people do this shit, wasn't it Macklemore that won a Grammy over Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, To Pimp a Butterfly.
You know that's what some I'm politics saying? Shit, though. You know what that was?
Politics, popularity, opinions all go together. And you in numbers, PPOs, right?
Like, ain't that a good comparison?
That's a healthcare plan, but yes. Whatever. Yeah. I got you.
I'm putting all the things together. All that shit goes. It's popularity, politics, opinions are all one. Those are the real big three. If that's my answer, the big three is politics, popularity, and opinions.
But there's talent involved.
There's talent. And there's star power.
You know who isn't talented. Because
before we talked, we
was talking about even Slaughterhouse.
We talked about that group.
There's not too many people outside of people who literally listen to lyrics and shit like that that will have Royce da 5'9" in any conversation.
But he's one of the best lyricists.
There are people who like lyricisms. There are people who like, because if you like lyricism, you can't have Royce da 5'9" under a Future.
Not at all. Possible. Yeah.
But if you said, man, Royce da 5'9" is a better rapper than Future, you will be shunned.
But because he is a better rapper than Future.
No. Because then there's going to be, what has he done? The checklist and shit. That's what people bring up. That's why I said popularity, politics, and opinions is the big three. There is no solidified big three in rap. There isn't, because everybody likes who they like, and then when you go against who they like, they will move the goalposts to defend the person that they like, which is fine, because people do that shit with wrestling, with sports players that they like, with sports teams, anything. You can't convince the Dallas Cowboy fan, who's a Dallas Cowboy fan since their glory years, that the Dallas Cowboys is not the team to beat next year. Despite whatever the fuck this offseason that they had, you can't convince them that, oh, we going to the NFC Championship.
I get what you're saying, for sure. Yeah. But at the same time, if J. Cole drops an album, they're looking forward to it. If Drake drops an album, they're looking forward to it.
The community.
I'm talking about...
Hip-hop is looking forward to these people.
The whole community is looking forward to it.
Like people love Big Sean, but guess what? Same way they love Big Sean, they love Drake, Cole, and Kendrick too. So he gonna get his sales, but he gotta share his sales when the big three come out.
That's why I asked, where does Kanye fall in this?
I mean, because
Vultures was the number one album until...
That's produced, like, Kanye is just different.
You can't say that though then, because if we use the same criteria...
He's not a part of this narrative argument.
He grouped with, like, Future's group maybe with Kanye.
Yeah,
they're probably on the other side.
But Kanye's still relevant now, though.
But we're talking. That's why I tried to put the criteria, because we're talking. These guys rap. They can know how to do a song and go pop or whenever they want to. They know how to put a song together. They spitters. They can get on somebody else's shit, make a hit. Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't see. To me, I like J. Cole, but his music be boring sometimes.
No, of course.
I'm just gonna be honest. I like J. Cole. I like J. Cole better than Kendrick. I think he probably got better bars than Drake. Yeah. But sometimes his songs be...
Like, we love Nas, but, you know, it is what it is.
Sometimes Nas don't make the best songs.
Yeah, Nas is...
But I love Nas.
But you have to really be
in
that mood.
You gotta be in that mood.
So when you hear that, that's why I don't know if you could put J. Cole up with them.
With
Big Sean ain't like that to me.
But you can't say that because J. Cole... I talked about this a couple of episodes ago. Since 2018, a lot verse, he's been rapping his ass off, being on other people's shit, going number one.
He only had
rapping.
The number one with Drake.
Huh? I'm just saying. But he had those pop records, Lil Durk, like he was doing shit. So now he coming out with something. Yeah, he climbed his way up to that conversation. Nah, I'm the top dog, and y'all know I am because I've been rapping, out rapping you niggas for 6 years.
All I know is when it's time for the NBA Finals, when they start making their promo videos and shit, I would almost guarantee, matter of fact, this would be the day, I will admit if I'm wrong, Precision would probably be the song.
It'll be one of them, for sure.
For the NBA Finals.
It'll
because
be one of them.
Every fucking NFL player or anybody who's been posting their shit on Instagram has been posting that shit to that song.
It'll be one of them.
And so that just, like, people like what they like. It don't go against, like, that big three, again, politics, popularity, opinions. That's the big three. Because every the shit sways back and forth all the time. You don't know who rocks with who until somebody drops against somebody, and then people picking sides, and then people switch sides. It happens all
also,
the time.
Also can't consistency.
Though, but we can agree, though, that Drake is the biggest star.
He's a star.
He checks off a lot of boxes.
At all of that.
Yeah, he's a star. Like,
he checks off a lot of boxes.
He's the biggest star because he's done, he's
done everything.
Over. He's
yeah.
done everything.
He's done everything. Okay.
But that don't.
No, but that's.
We're talking about rap.
No, he I know, raps but he raps too, though. That's what I'm saying.
He can rap. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, basing this shit off lyricism and all that shit, like, he can go.
Yeah.
But he just tapped into it where he says some shit that's relatable. He can make a nice song
and he got the
catchy.
Women. And he got the women.
And all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it. That's yeah. fine. It ain't nothing against him. Me liking who I'm liking is not going against this nigga or any other nigga.
No, we didn't say that.
I'm saying the whole, it's always, if you just rock with Drake, you're going to feel combative to just be like, defend him against anybody saying that. It was back then with Jay-Z, when Jay-Z was coming up, they used to be like, he always taking Big's lines.
And Big L.
And Big L. You know what I'm saying? And so, it's just a cycle. It does it all the time.
Where do we put Meek Mill and Rick Ross in that group? Like, because that group, they still relevant.
Rick Ross not with them.
Yeah, no, he passed them.
Yeah, he passed them.
He solidified
Ross is
himself.
With Jeezy.
Well, okay,
yeah.
Jeezy and them. Okay, yeah. Then where's Meek Mill?
Rick Ross, Jeezy, and Gucci.
Gucci, I forgot Gucci was in that group.
T.I.
went to jail.
T.I. Yeah. too, definitely.
I'm just saying, so they voted already.
Then where's Meek
at
in this?
That's what I'm saying, it's Meek.
Meek probably with Wale.
Meek, Big Sean.
Yo, Wale is dope as shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All three.
If Wale was still putting out music, that nigga could be in this group.
Dog.
Wale is dope. He
Big Sean, Wale.
Nah,
I think Big Sean over them. I think he's in a different tier.
And then you got Sub.
He over
look,
Meek Mill?
Check it out.
I think he's over Meek Mill.
Check it out.
To you me, that's tough.
Check it out. You got Subs, like, and these are people that are on. Travis Scott, Future. That's the Sub.
But is Travis Scott a rapper?
I'm just saying. But Future, he be spitting, but, you know, Travis be spitting too.
Future.
But they just do it in a different way. They make different type of music.
I got you.
But they still lit and they still sell records. So it's a separate Sub for that. And it's the big three.
Yeah.
And then you got a second tier of rappers that you'll check for when they drop. Like Meek Mill, like Big Sean, like Wale.
I don't know what happened to Wale's career. And we was talking about.
I don't really know. I know when he left Roc Nation, representing him, I know that may be hurt, having that good representation. And then he kind of separated himself from MMG too, for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. Yeah.
Who else is like in that tier? I'm thinking.
I forgot about Wale. Yo, Wale had a run.
Wale got Wale Mania. He do a shit with WrestleMania.
Every Thursday before the
On the WrestleMania.
On the WrestleMania week, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so he does. Wale so he maybe dope, he may have crossed over to a whole nother shit that we ain't even thinking about.
Probably. Wale dope. He been dope.
Who? Okay, here's a question then, and this is, because I saw someone say this. Did Future change how this whole battle is going by adding Kendrick to it? Because really, that was kind of unfair. By putting Kendrick on your album. Because it could have just been a whole different conversation if Kendrick would have went out on his own.
I don't think Future is a battle rapper.
So he had to get someone
to do it for
him.
You know what I'm saying? So he could throw his little punchlines, his little jabs in his music, but Future is the music we listen to get juiced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to do drugs.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting lit.
Yeah. So he was like, okay, who else don't really fuck with Drake and them? Kendrick.
Kendrick don't.
Because Kendrick been sending shots.
Yeah.
So he like, man, come on, let's do this shit. I know you going to do your
thing. Does anyone know what happened between Future and Drake? Because they was
tight. They said it was between a girl.
Some girl shit.
Like, it's always a girl, bro.
She pillow talking back and forth or whatever it is. Somebody pillow talking.
Then what happened to Rick Ross and Drake?
Who knows,
I don't think Rick Ross really never liked Drake.
What you
shit,
mean?
They made every single song they own together.
If Rick Ross so quick to drop, bro, like with the Meek Mill situation, he was just like, He was on Meek's side, which he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Then on this situation, he was just like, fuck it. Everybody else dropping him. I'm going to drop him.
Who else dropped Drake?
They stopped following him.
Did Bron stop following him?
Bron
was rapping the lyrics hard.
Rapping the lyrics.
Look, I think
that shit is hard.
Nah, man, that shit is hard. That's what I'm saying. Bron shouldn't do that.
If Drake lost LeBron as his friend... Man, he be sad as fuck.
He got that one flying hurt. That plane down
that one
LA.
Would hurt that man, man. I'm telling you, he fuck with Bron.
Is it worse losing Bron over? Let me see. Give me a good example. Because he was tight. Well, let's say it's producer. His producer 40? 40.
Who would he fuck LeBron? Man, you better keep 40 by
LeBron
your side.
Ain't gonna make me no money.
Hell yeah. You better keep 40 by your side.
He had Bron. Bron had him on the shop. Bron had Drake on the shop.
Yeah, he was on the shop.
Yeah. No, it ain't no beef there, you know. Because Travis did the shit too at a concert. I play that. Like he told him to play.
Travis have beef
the song.
With I mean, the Drake put the battery in Travis back in his last album.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like niggas, that's some, you know, niggas just run to what's the hype shit. Like and I don't even like that type of shit.
Yeah, because why would you do that if your best songs are with Drake? Your best songs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Future, your best
they
songs are
on,
with Drake.
They turning on old Drake.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that. Nah, March Madness, Drake
I'd
ain't nowhere.
About, I'd say about 50% of his best songs are with Drake.
Nah.
Fuck up some commas.
Some, yeah, Future
nigga,
got some
what?
Shit. Future got some shit.
Thought it was a drought.
He do got some shit.
What?
Future got some shit. That nigga tough.
Yeah, but you gotta be doped up.
Nah, what the hell?
Yeah, you do, bro. You gotta be on Perks.
Make you a playlist.
You gotta be on Perks.
You gotta be on Perks.
You gotta be on Perks.
Too comfortable. Go listen to Too Comfortable.
And you gotta be doped up.
And be we'll be.
That's what I'm telling you. Like,
I'm saying that's the one.
You need a blue chew for that Too Comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I definitely feel like any Future, you gotta be on dope.
Not any of them.
Because you need to hear what he's saying on dope to understand it.
Nah, I jam the shit out of you.
I'm telling you, I can't listen to Future if you're not on dope.
Because he can go turn up and he can go mellow. He can give you some love.
And you know
shit.
Who else does that? Dope Fiends. You got they get turnt. They get mellow. They do all of that. I think that's the only way you listen to Future.
Nah, man, but I want to see this shit, man. And we come from the era of mixtape beefs and all this type of shit. It ain't going to come to no blows or nothing like that, though. Niggas, crews ain't going to be fighting, I don't think.
You never know, man.
I mean, you never know, but I don't think so. But I do want to just see some heavyweight shit.
Yeah.
I don't like all this friendly jabbing. Just go ahead and go at it. Frazier broke Muhammad Ali jaw, right?
No doubt.
And they was partners. So,
was it?
Yeah, they was partners. They had to make their money. You think they let King just set this shit up? Like, he was like, nah, we gonna do this shit. Let's make some money.
Okay.
But then I'm gonna beat your ass, but yeah.
Yeah, that's new information for me too.
Yo, I ain't know
now,
that.
Did you get that from the people at the gym?
No, this nigga like
they was
helped
cool.
Them get it back into the boxing.
I did not know that.
Damn.
They was cool. When you do something.
Didn't he call them a gorilla?
Yeah, but you gonna fight, but that's what fighters do. Like they can, because you got to fight me. You got to see me at the end of the day. And then you're used to fighting already.
Gonna be cool,
hey, speaking of fighting, y'all seen the video of the black dude whooping them white boys?
Yeah, 7-on-1.
Damn.
Bro
know how to fight, bro.
No, he
wasn't fighting one of them new blacks, though, because there's new blacks that are in the NCAA right now. Did y'all know all these people that was hooping was black?
So who are these people? Because I just saw the I don't know what he is. I just saw the dude from.
He's Asian. Zach,
what's the school, though?
Purdue,
yeah.
So he's not a new black.
Oh, okay.
But we talked about Harkenstein. He's a new black. What's the guy, Casey, on your team to just score 50?
Helicopter.
Off the bitch. Off the bitch is fucking funny, dog.
Yeah, no, that nigga was balling.
Did you know he was on the team?
No, I called him Blake DiVincenzo, like Tubo said. I didn't know this dude...
Yeah, he could.
Was like even getting prime playing time. But apparently, K didn't play that day, and this nigga just went off.
Get in there.
And he a new black. I think he's a new black. And these new blacks, have y'all ever seen the movie Apocalypto?
No.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, okay. It's got the subtitles.
Yeah, you have to read it. Yes.
Yeah,
you cannot just watch.
But
what Apocalypto says is that everyone's basically going to look like the new blacks in like 2080. Because we've mixed so much. And that's what that movie's kind of like. Everyone is that same color. And then the white man came across and ruined it at the end of the movie. That was the movie.
Damn, that was a good movie.
It is a good movie. But you do got to read subtitles.
They was throwing them hoes at him. He had the blue paint on him.
He had blue chew.
I ain't doing all that reading.
What a fake.
That's why I ain't watch Shogun.
Oh, you got to watch Shogun, too.
I ain't doing all that reading, bro.
You do got to read. Apocalypto, you got to watch. You got to read.
I did.
Schindler's List, you got to read.
Oh, yeah, Schindler's List, man.
Not all of it, though, but you do got to read a lot.
I hate it.
Why you hate Schindler's List?
Fucked up.
First off, I ain't even seen this nigga. Like, I ain't even look.
The durag, I said
this nigga wearing a durag.
There we go. I'm trying to get my waves like you had, bro.
I'm trying.
That's what I'm saying. It looked like you was trying too. That's why I let you make it.
I turned and looked like this nigga like a mechanic. This nigga durag tight as fuck.
You're gonna have a headache.
Shit. He is gonna have a headache.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna have a headache. Every night I wear a durag. Man, I be having a damn line and shit.
But
you gotta flatten that hoe out again. Don't let it roll up.
Because I found out on the Iowa team. They got some blacks that I didn't know was black.
I knew that girl was black.
I didn't know she was black.
Yeah. Which one?
Who, Caitlin Clark?
Nah,
oh,
Caitlin.
Oh, shit.
Let's say she
is. Her nose is too pointy.
Marshall.
Yeah.
Marshall is black.
Oh, 24.
Yeah.
The one who they got death threats now because the foul that was called at the end of the game.
Nice, though.
That was a bullshit call.
That was terrible.
It was a foul. It was a foul.
Look, you know, a shout out to High Maintenance, and they just had their 100th episode. They do this segment where they was talking about what they hate for the week.
I hate
this shit for life. My college teammate, roommate is here. I don't like referees, like, at all. I think that one, like, it's for me, it's like bigots, Trump supporters, and then referees.
Damn, they dig your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. I don't like them motherfuckers, bro. Like, they're
just doing the job.
No, they suck. It's bigots, Trump supporters, cops, referees.
Your pops was a cop.
But he wasn't, though.
But you know, he was.
He was just a black man really getting a check.
And I hate, like, trying to explain that to people. Like, he really
it
wasn't that
law
guy.
He
worked at a school.
I know, but it's still law enforcement.
But what I'm saying is, he emphasized that.
I feel that.
I feel
that.
We never had to worry about if our dad was coming home.
He wasn't on Blue Lives Matter.
No. Yeah. He worked at that school, and then he came home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He worked events and shit, but he was a school officer.
Yeah. Take pride in.
You know what I'm saying? But, he don't walk around with no sticker on shit. If a cop got something, he'd be like, well, what were they on?
But the refs did bust that up, though.
Well, what they I'm did. Saying is, referees... Like, they just automatically align with hoe-ass niggas to me. Because
it's a job.
Nah, because it comes with power. You see with the Scott Foster shit.
I know.
Like, the biggest ego comes from, if you think about school, when you was in school, who had the biggest ego? When you was in elementary shit.
The Hall
when
Patrol.
A motherfucker got a hall monitor, them niggas, you couldn't tell them shit. Think about it. They couldn't tell them nothing. They wouldn't. If they got that orange badge, remember they wore that orange, that sash or whatever?
Yeah,
they wore that shit. It don't matter if you, like, just, you knew him, he was acquaintance. He got that orange thing.
He was turned up.
And you was, like, 2 minutes late from your bathroom stuff, he'll write your ass up.
You know what's
crazy?
That's
what referees are.
You know what's crazy? Jeff Teague told a story about
The ref saying,
trying to pull
hoes?
His mom.
Now he said, "Who them hoes?"
But it was still his mom and his aunt.
Damn.
Like, that's crazy. There's no reason he should have said that.
He looking
in the game.
For the hoes. He at work.
No,
I do agree with that.
This is what
sometimes
he said,
at work
though.
You want the hoes.
This is what he said.
Oh, shit.
He said he would do shit to make him seem cool.
Yeah.
With the players, and then you will say some shit in the course of the game.
Yeah.
And then he'll tech you.
Yeah.
Hoe-ass nigga.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you go to a player and you're a position of authority. And you slide to him and be like, yo, who them hoes over there? That's crazy.
He'll tell you, we had a game once.
That's crazy.
We had a game once. It was in Kansas. And I remember I asked the ref, because the dude had 37. And I said to the dude, yo, how I'm supposed to guard him? And he said some slick shit, like some crazy shit. He was like, it was almost like racist, but it was just to equate it, because I got to paraphrase it, it was just like, shit, do your best, nigga. Type shit. Because I looked at him like, what the fuck he just say? And then I almost fought our other roommate in the locker room. Because it was like, what the hell can we do to guard this white dude busting our ass? He got to the line like 18 times in a college game. That's insane.
That is insane.
You know what I'm saying?
In college, for real.
In college.
Because y'all only play 40 minutes.
And then the court wasn't even a regular court. It was like the court, and then out of bounds was like right next to it.
Yeah.
So you had no space to do nothing. Mm. And I remember that shit. And I was like, dog, referees are really different. Like, they, like, I remember playing in the rec league. And that's when I retired. I ain't never playing the rec league again. The ref said, you crying like a bitch. And I told that nigga, when we get out this game, I'm going to see you. And he came out to his car. And nigga, all them niggas could tell you, Bowler, KB, all them.
I remember that nigga.
I'm going to see you after this game. He came out to his car. I'm standing there waiting on him. They called the cops.
They should have.
I said, bro, I'm done
with
the rec.
What are you talking about? They should have called the cops.
Bro, that's some that was in Bel Air? Yeah.
Oh, well, they definitely bro,
they're calling the cops.
Now, he was a black dude, though. But I told him, I said, nah, you got the, you can call me that. You're going to see me afterwards. And then he was, and then I go to see him. He called the cops. I was like, I'm done. I'm good on Ricks.
I would have called the cops, too. I'm tired of belligerent blacks. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean? Like,
nah, bro, you can call a man a bitch. You got to see the ramifications.
I don't disagree with that, though. I don't know what I'm saying.
That's true.
And then you in that power. You the reason I'm coming to talk to you.
But it still was a fraud call, like where we started this at. Like,
no, that's what I'm
there's
saying.
There's no way that
should
happen.
There's no way that shit. You cannot.
9 seconds left in the game.
This is a dream.
This is going to Disney.
Everybody in a
driveway
on a Brandon Park, wherever, 10, 9, 8, shoot the game winner to go to a championship or win a championship.
He got
to
get that line out of his head right now.
You see what I'm saying? And then you call a foul on a screen that didn't even.
It was a foul.
No.
It was a foul.
It didn't even affect the play.
I know, but it still, it was a moving screen, though.
No, that's what happened.
It was.
It didn't even affect
but
the play.
But Paige would have scored. I think Paige would have scored.
She was still covered. Because even Diana Taurasi said, it did not affect the play. She was still covered when she came across the screen. The other girl pulled up, and she was covered.
But you know they're going to do everything they can to get Caitlin in the final.
Oh,
because
that's bullshit.
This was the highest rated college women's basketball game or over the NBA finals last year, over the NCAA finals for men.
It did better than LSU?
It was the LSU.
This was bigger than the NBA. No, last night, they just came out with the number.
That was better than the LSU
bigger
game.
Bigger than the LSU game. It was like 15.2 million people, bigger than the NBA finals last year, all of that. It just came out.
It was bigger than the LSU championship game last year?
This was the biggest college women's game.
The LSU game this year was bigger than that.
The LSU game this year was bigger than that last year.
Okay.
They want Caitlin. Caitlin is the moneymaker.
Caitlin a bad girl. Yeah.
Is she, but I still don't think she's better than Juju.
I mean
Juju's better than Bronny. We're going to talk about
right
Bronny.
Now she is.
Well, no, yeah, she is better than Bronny, bro.
Right now she's better, but Juju's, her trajectory is going to blow her out the water.
Man, Juju is cold.
She's super cold.
Juju plays like Brandon Roy.
But Caitlin Clark is an assassin.
Yeah, bro. Like, she carrying her team.
Yeah, that's like,
she played terrible saying, right? the other night.
Yeah, I seen
dropping
that.
Dimes, though.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a different thing. Like, I think Juju got the trajectory to be over her, but right now, she tough.
And then, so Bronny is going, this is, I've never seen this.
Somebody got to explain this to me.
Well, now you can keep your eligibility as long as you don't sign an agent, right?
Right.
So he didn't sign an agent, but he declared for pro and put himself in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was an NBA team, draft him.
Yeah, they're going.
Period. I don't care.
Box office?
Yeah, bro. You drafted the Ball Brothers. The only one they didn't draft was the big one, LiAngelo.
Yeah.
You drafted them.
The Ball Brothers are good.
Bronny is just as good to me.
Bronny's
Come
good,
on, man.
He's just as good to me.
Bronny's good, man.
He had a heart attack.
To me, Bronny's...
What? Nah, that nigga had cardiac arrest.
Yeah, that's a heart attack. Yeah.
But it's different levels of
I guess
heart
I'm the only
cardiac
one.
Arrest is like, nigga,
you about to die.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think he had a poor season, too.
It wasn't even that it was poor. It take you time to adjust to that game.
And heal.
Dog.
Mentally. Nigga,
your heart.
Do you think he's supposed to be All-American on the McDonald's game?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know,
I'm just saying, the Ball Brothers, they was really good.
LiAngelo was not really good.
They all were pretty good.
LiAngelo led Kelly in scoring.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was pretty good.
But let's talk about the team they played for. Chino. Let's be honest.
Who cares? Dog, 38. Like, you averaging 38 points. That shit is hard. Like, I don't care who you playing against.
Nah, bro. Thanasis averaged 30. Thanasis. Giannis's brother.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm the one to eyeball up. I just feel like
Bronny got a chance to be a pro.
Listen, Bronny has a pro game. He's been working out with pros since the beginning. Like, he has a pro game. I don't think that his game is fit for college. But this is what's going to happen. If he stays in the draft, which I think he is, and he's represented by Clutch, of course.
Yeah, but he just can't sign with him yet.
Right.
That's what it is.
But, Rich, we are. They be at the house. You know what I'm saying? He going to get the advice. But he's probably going to go undrafted, and the Lakers are going to get him. I mean, it's perfect setup.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You feel me? And they're gonna give him a chance, like, to play.
Yeah, that shit. Gabe Vincent ain't playing. Play Bronny. Yeah, there are a lot of people on the Lakers right now.
Bronny's strengths are defense, one-on-one defense. He can hit the corner three. He got good size. He can run the lane.
How tall is Bronny?
Like 6'3".
So he Gary Payton second, or junior.
Kind of like that, bro. I don't know if he has the physicality that GP2 plays
so
with
he,
yet.
Do you think he can be a LaMelo Ball in the league?
No. LaMelo and the Ball brothers, first off.
That's what I'm saying. Don't say
ever.
That. I'm just saying, but don't say the
no,
draft
they don't
thing
play
you
ever.
Said.
They're hurt all the time.
Yeah, they but they still cold.
Oh, they good. For
and
sure.
They lead their team.
Your best ability is availability.
That is true.
I feel you.
Them two have missed, like, I think they said Lonzo has missed over 50% of available
yeah,
games.
Lonzo been fucked
yeah.
up.
He been.
I mean, remember Stephen A said he can't even sit down?
He made a post sitting down.
That's crazy. That is crazy, bro. So I think Bronny got a chance. If I was a team, I would draft him. Now, I don't think I would draft him first round.
I don't draft him. Just get him unsigned. Like, make him. Don't draft him.
Nah, you got to draft him, because then he go back to college if you don't draft him.
Nah, he can still get signed.
I know, but I think his dad would advise him to go back to college, or he should advise him to go back to college if you're not drafted, where you got a roster spot. Because to fighting for a roster in the G League, that's not what you want to do. You want to be on the team.
That's LeBron James' son. They're not. If they let the Nassus in that bitch with Giannis, they'll do LeBron any type of favor, bro.
It's the Nassus.
At one time, that nigga had both his brothers on the team.
Yeah.
No. Well, one of them played for the Lakers.
No, yeah. I'm saying, but he had another brother that was in the G League, the youngest brother.
Damn,
he was
I didn't
under
know
their
that.
G League.
The Nassus is the worst basketball player in the league.
I mean, I don't know.
Did you see him do his? They had a mixtape of him.
I seen my bro getting loose.
It's not loose, bro.
Did you see that game?
Oh, yeah. He looked like Carl Malone.
He was like, give me the ball.
No, what?
And he said they got the rebound.
Yeah.
And he was in the garbage time. He was like, give me the ball.
Yeah,
and then they finally gave him the ball, and he got an 8-second count. Like, nigga, like. And you can hear him saying, give me the ball. And then he got an 8-second count.
But what's crazy, they said the Nassus was cold in Greece.
Probably was. Look how physical he is.
Yeah, he's
probably. Bowing niggas.
He's better than Burns Jr., the dude from NC State.
Nah, Burns Jr. got that drop step.
I think the Nassus is better than Burns
Jr. Nah, Burns Jr. got that drop step. He's nice with it, too. He got that drop
Burns
step.
Burns Jr., look, you said Phil looked like a mechanic. Burns Jr. looks like a mechanic. He looks like a brother who has a Lucy in his mouth.
Yeah, he do.
He just finished 50-year alternator.
Yeah, he do look like that, though. But he got mad game, though, bro.
And Rich Eisen asked him, when did you get big?
He's been in college since, like, 2019, 18. I've seen
him. He's 23.
I know, but they broke down his years because he went to another school.
Yeah, he's 23.
He went to, like, three schools.
He's older than Anthony Edwards.
That COVID fucked people up. The whole eligibility thing.
Yeah.
People in college, 5 years, you know, and 6 years.
Yeah, I forgot COVID. You did lose. You basically lost 2 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
You basically lost 2 years.
Shit, if I'm a youngin', I get a second chance. Really?
Yeah, NIL deals going on, too.
Yeah, I wish I was coming up. $500,000. After making it to the Final Four.
He should have been a representative for Burns Barbecue.
I think it was Arby. I'm being serious.
Man, get that bread,
I'm not
man.
Joking. I think we have a meets.
hey, man. Shout out to the Oyster the oyster community.
Yeah, yo, the oyster community is crazy. We're part of the oyster community.
Yeah, I'm with y'all.
That was dude. He was like, he sounded just like Lynn at the end.
and first off, there's a few people in the comments. They're laughing at you while he making money. We making money too. So that's what I want to say. I get tired of people doing that. Why do they go to that? Like, we ain't, like we just.
Because they don't know.
They don't know
the connection. They don't know.
That shit with the rappers.
Why?
Like, they be like, you know, when they used to have the battles and shit like that, like one rapper make more money. And I'm like, why does that matter?
That doesn't matter.
That you get none of it. That's the stupidest reason.
That's a dumb reason, for real.
That nigga make more. Why? Why does that matter?
That does not matter.
It doesn't matter whatsoever.
Yeah, because if people tried to put money in this rap battle thing, I'm not talking to you ever again. Because that does not matter.
Yeah.
Now, success may be different, but the money part of it, that shit don't make no difference.
But shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
I ain't eating no oysters. So.
But you might. If you don't eat an oyster, you might need to eat a blue chew. Because it's an aphrodisiac also. You know what I'm saying? Blue chew.
Is it still aphrodisiac with red beans and rice in it?
Cause folks go stuff some shit in there. Nigga gonna have a Dorito in that bitch. Nigga gonna have nigga gonna have a Tostitos. Nigga treating them oysters like a sign.
You got trouble sleeping.
What'd you say, Casey?
Nigga, remember all Black Dynamite when that nigga was trying to figure out where Roscoe's, what he gonna do? He was like, chicken and waffles, that's it. That's what it is with the oysters. Man, they had one night where it was like, what? Damn. It was a crazy combination before he got the chicken
the
and waffles.
Parmesans.
I think if you pop an oyster and a blue chew,
oh my God,
you might have one of the greatest nights ever.
Bro, you might have to call up a few.
Yeah, you could go all night.
You might be in ER.
No bush.
It might explode.
Yeah, I mean, there is a thing where you can have a 4-hour erection where you got to go get your dick drained. I would encourage you not to eat an oyster before you do that. Oyster, blue chew, and Tonkat Ali. If you take those three, you in the game.
Tonkat Ali?
Yeah, bro.
Hell no.
Nigga, that sounded like that curse Chucky used to say when he had the kids.
I did do eat that bella.
I'm telling you, bro, if you take those three together.
I heard it's something called kunk.
That's a fruit.
Okay, yeah. They say kunk makes, if you like want to get a woman pregnant.
Ain't that like a seashell kunk or some shit?
I think it's a fruit Jamaica.
They told us that in Turks and
Caicos. But it's like in the ocean.
It's in the ocean for sure, yeah.
Yeah,
but
it's
I think
like
it's a
kunk
fruit
or some shit. Yeah.
I think it's called conch fruit.
Yeah, it's a fruit.
Conch.
But I think it's called conch, though.
Yeah, this is called kunk.
Look that up for us, somebody, because the Kari on the board today.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, so blue chew, though, is probably our preferred, which we agree, our preferred method of maybe not freak-offs, because we can't use that anymore because Diddy ruined it. But our preferred method.
Was he really naming them that?
Yeah, that was called freak. That's in the court paperwork.
I was wondering, like.
Wow. Yeah.
I thought you got it from that, but then I was like, yo, this nigga been using that shit all this time, and
that's
is like
in the
a real
paperwork.
Thing.
It's a real thing.
I didn't know this was like a real, I thought this was some shit you made up.
Nah, it's like jump offs. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your jump offs, you got your freak offs.
You know, we talking about
that movie.
Beats, but you remember when, what was the nigga's name? Mr. Cheeks, when he had jump off with Lil Kim.
Ooh,
that beat when that came out.
Yeah, man.
I remember because Lil Kim had fell off. And then like that hoe came on. It was the world premiere on 106 in Park. I still remember seeing that shit and people's reaction. And them niggas was like, yo, that hoe was like number three the next day.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this hoe was a banger. I'm rambling, but that just made me think of that shit.
Nah, but yeah, freak offs, jump offs,
stomp off,
the sneaky links.
Y'all seen that?
All those are for blue chew.
Yeah, but y'all seen that movie with Nick Kelly Rowland?
Mea Culpa. I saw that.
So that's like some, what's that like a, what's that, what would you call that where he had it downstairs in his?
Oh, the dungeon.
But that was the sex party? What is that?
That's just a sex party. That's not a freak off.
Oh.
That's like a swingers party.
So
that's where Phil went.
Yeah,
off is just
instead of knocking something down.
I was in
the ambiance of like it's just gonna groom it up to a freak off.
Nah, freak off would be like
they don't know it's fucking.
Nah, you know if freak off would be if we was in here now, and we said there's like 12 women coming too, that would be a freak off.
That's not a freak off. It's a party
going on.
Nah, that's a freak off.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But that's not it's not an expectation attached to it.
Yes, it is. That's why it's the freak off.
So what's what I just explained on the movie? That's an expectation.
Yeah, but that's not a freak off though. Those are just swingers.
That
Those
was
are
an
just,
orgy.
That's just an orgy. Yeah,
but freak-off, they know what they're going into.
They know what
if
you're
we
going
invite
into.
The hoes.
Yeah.
They knew when they was going to
correct.
Fornicate.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Where?
Like,
so where
Phil
he was going downstairs, they knew
yeah,
he was going.
Yeah, knew.
That's why he was the creep.
Yeah, but if
he
just invite people.
No tapping shit. Oh.
That nigga was the creep in that situation.
Nah, yeah, you were creepy in that situation.
As freaky as them people were getting,
yeah,
because you didn't too. Participate, you were just looking. They made you look like the creep to this.
You were the creep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is some other people. It was some other people that.
Oh, y'all was in the back playing dominoes.
No,
they was back there comparing notes.
Yeah.
Hey, see, I didn't really like his stroke.
Yeah.
They are analyzing like Kenny Smith at halftime.
she really
with his knees like this.
Look, she really should have reversed cowgirl instead of just going missionary. I just feel like. That didn't go well.
I think when you hear Diddy Party, then you've heard things about Diddy Party.
Yeah.
So you know what goes on, but you just still want to go and see what's going on.
I don't.
Huh? I'm just saying, but because in college, let's just say us in college.
Oh, yeah,
like,
in college.
You get the whole, but you don't know what's going to happen. You're just going to see what's up.
But the problem is Diddy might have tried to get at y'all, too. That's the thing.
Diddy ain't going to sound like a creep.
I know what's going to happen.
Huh?
If I get a girl? In college?
No, I'm saying if you invite them back to whatever crib y'all had, you just got the hoes coming. That don't mean that some gonna go down. It just means, hey, we got potential.
That's bullshit. I know when I'm calling them over, I'm hitting somebody.
You know the particular girl that you know that's gonna be freaky.
Nah, whoever coming.
You don't know that.
Thank you.
All right, I must be tripping.
I do think that there, I guess it's a time and place also.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you can't know what's going to happen, but most of the time, you know when you're setting up something.
For sure.
Like, every one of us has set something
up. Yeah, you got to peep the energy.
And you know what's up.
And then, let's set it up.
And then Diddy was also setting up his male friends also. Like,
that's,
that was the problem.
Yeah, that's.
Because I saw the dude who got, he was on Scandal, I think. And he said that they was, like, putting stuff in men's drinks. And like he had to get out of a Diddy Party one time. I don't know his name. Columbus Short said he was at a Diddy Party, and they told it like they tell everybody, yo, you need to leave before such and such. He didn't. He decided to take his last drink. He said, "I'm a drinker. I hadn't drank all day, so I shouldn't have been drunk." He is like, and immediately I felt like I'm messed up.
You know how he got away from that party? They did that huddle, and he was like, huh, and they pushed him out. And the nigga did that elbow shit like he did on Stump the Yard. He got up out of there. Yeah.
But that's crazy that they drugging men, bro.
Bro, I listen, bro. I just, you
That's
know,
crazy, man.
Diddy, man, he riding bikes.
Yeah.
Well, now.
I seen
He riding bikes through Miami Beach. He chilling.
Yeah, because he can't get rode no more. So he gotta do his exercise instead. I mean, yeah, you gotta focus on your fitness.
I don't know, bro. They treating this shit like Epstein Island.
It's close.
Yeah, it seems like
you had a lot of people in your head. I know you don't look at the comments or read anything.
Yeah.
A lot of people was with you, though, JC.
A lot of people was with you, too, though.
What they talking about, bro.
well, we do care.
We're a podcast. We do care.
I don't know these people. I listen, throughout the week, I've been getting people coming up to, and I'll have a conversation,
but I don't
give a fuck about comments.
To the listener who agreed and said I do be on that hoe ass shit, I appreciate you tuning into the Four Horses podcast. I appreciate you.
It's really weird how people
she was like go look
go
at previous
episodes.
What the fuck did I do to her?
She did like you invested.
Yeah,
they really be invested.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Nah, we do though.
Make sure you go get some merch
and Patreon.
And let me say, I truly for my own psyche, I don't do the comment shit, especially when it's about like I don't whatever. So. I appreciate y'all listening.
I be the person who
like,
see
I don't
all
do
that
the
shit.
Comments.
I
see it all.
I like shit. Yeah. I do shit. Yeah.
Like when y'all following shit, I pay attention to all that, everything, but all that comment shit. Ain't.
Yeah.
Not Patreons. Yeah, I be commenting here and there, but
Wait. We are not gonna lie to the good people.
So pull it up. I comment here and there. You can see here and there.
But I ain't
telling a lie.
But every day we're on there.
Cool. I see it.
I ain't fucking with this shit today.
Shit, you know how many groupies I got, nigga?
All right. So the Texans. Recently decided that they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they do it every year.
And you know what they're doing? They being smart. They taking advantage of that rookie contract that they got for their quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
So they spending bread on every other position. You know what they hadn't spent bread on, though? The offensive line. And they got to do that. Because you got all this talent, mm-hmm. bro was still running for his life some last year.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can we come back a little bit more? I just seen a little piece on TikTok. They said Lovie Smith is the reason for all of this.
Yeah. Lovie?
Yeah, because he was supposed to crash the game against Tennessee or the Colts.
When he got fired.
But he was supposed to
Lose.
He was told to lose.
Yeah.
And he won that hole. And he was like, nah, we're gonna do this shit
but
right.
They still could have picked
But Bryce Young was the consistent number one player.
If he was number one,
they was gonna have to get him.
Yep.
Yeah. And Stroud is better.
Stroud.
He's just better. Stroud. I mean, it's just a fact.
So shout out to Lovie Smith for throwing the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
But their offense now, Tank Dell, Diggs, Mixon, mm-hmm. Dalton Schultz. Mm-hmm. Stroud.
Nico Harris, too.
Nico. I forgot about Harris. No, Collins.
Collins.
Who is Nico Harris?
He got hurt. Collins got hurt. Is he gonna be back, though? Yeah. Collins got hurt, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Collins.
One of them got hurt.
Tank Dell got hurt.
Okay.
But he already working out. Okay.
I need a few questions answered, and y'all can help me. Is Mixon still that
Mixon's
guy?
Still he good.
Yeah.
He's very solid.
They didn't want to pay him.
But he had his little controversy.
He good.
Yeah, he very
but
solid.
But he's still solid.
He's solid.
Mixon is solid, bro.
Okay. He just needs somebody to pick him up.
So we just lost Singletary, right?
Yeah.
He a little bit above Singletary.
I know how he is.
What you get with Mixon, though, is you get that guy that can get you 2 yards at the goal line.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You didn't have that with Singletary.
He's shifty and shit, too.
No, I'm talking about Stroud now, you got enough offense where that battering ram that you get from Mixon make a difference.
Now, explain the receiver to me.
Diggs.
I know Diggs. My other guy. The young guy.
Yeah,
Dell.
Tank Dell. Great
slot receiver.
Over the top, too.
Speed guy.
Okay.
I mean, he. You could put him in a lot of situations. No lie.
They missed him when he was out.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They definitely missed him when he was out.
Especially. He could.
I could see that. Yeah.
And Mixon got great hands coming out the back.
I know that.
That's another option.
Yeah. Do the Texans make noise for real this year?
Once they get the offensive line straight.
Defense going to be cool just because they coach.
Yeah.
Because they coach is a defensive coach.
Yeah, that motherfucker's a wizard.
He be in my barbershop, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Only
getting baldies, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
He ain't got no hair, though.
Bro, he be in.
He get fresh baldies. It's about the service.
I should probably be telling my man's business.
It's about the service.
But they be putting the towel and shit on.
Yeah, that shit feels good.
He be in the barbershop.
When I get my hair braided, getting my hair washed, every time I get my hair washed and shit, I just be thinking about like when I was like a kid with my grandma's. Like that shit just is amazing feeling, bro. Like
I feel
honestly,
we feel you.
No, every time, like I just be bent, like I be.
But we didn't want to be sentimental right now.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a beautiful
with
thing.
I understand when they do that with the baldies.
I'm almost positive he lives around the corner from me.
Okay,
almost positive.
The barber be like Bugs Bunny or Elmer Fudd.
I be in there for like 30 minutes. He be in there for like 2 hours.
They
give the whole special in there. But I guess that makes sense, though. You the head coach of Texas.
Yeah, but he's a great defensive wizard.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's why the defense is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Now that offense.
Offensive line.
You might have like a top 10 offense in the league.
That Texas the only Lions top 10? Game.
Yeah, you got some good offensive stuff.
That Texas Lions game about to be so live. I'm about to be in that hole lit as fuck.
And it's here.
It's here. I'm about to be lit.
Let's name the top five.
Kansas City.
Offices.
Kansas City. San Francisco.
Miami.
Dallas. Miami.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
No, you can't. I wouldn't say Kansas City is a top offense. They're the top team. Last year, they had a drop-off.
They still scored points, though.
But they're like they was more team-oriented. That was probably there as a season. That was probably the most
I'll give you that
team oriented Kansas City Chief team that they had since the Pat Mahomes.
But we can say that offense though. Now, they're an offensive team though.
Why did you throw Cowboys in there?
They're an offensive team.
They are. They high power.
They, were like they were like the
even
high.
When they lost.
Even when they lost,
like,
they still like scored like 38.
They high power. Okay. Okay. They have.
Yeah.
They
high. They're just terrible. We're just terrible.
Go ahead. Okay, who's your top five?
I'm giving.
Well, I just wanted to see in general.
No, who's your top five?
Offenses?
Yeah.
I would still throw Kansas. So personally, I would throw Kansas.
Yeah, okay. Kansas City.
But I think
Mahomes is an offense.
I think Detroit is probably like six.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
You don't think they're in the top five? You think they're in top five?
Objectively,
did you see us last year?
I think there's six. I think there's six in offenses. Who would you take off? Kansas City.
Did you see our offense last year? We was in top five in both offense and defense.
I put them at six. That's where I put them.
I was gonna say take Miami out, but Miami.
You can't take Miami out.
They was high powered.
Miami scored like 70 points.
Yeah, they were high powered.
It was killing.
That was because
who's your five then?
Five offenses. Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, Houston.
Wow.
If we basing it off last year, Cowboys, Miami.
Where do you put 49ers?
49ers again. I'm putting Kansas.
Their offense was incredible,
Kansas
bro.
City.
McCaffrey.
Kansas.
McCaffrey's killing.
Kansas City and San Francisco were like both team-oriented teams in regards to they was all around. You had games where they won defensive. You had games where they won offense. When you talk about offense, it was mostly when they had like them blast off games, you had Debo go crazy against Philly, or you had just McCaffrey. It wasn't always just like Purdy going for 330.
But they're good. They're good offense though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it wasn't like just
where do you put Buffalo?
Explosive offense.
Where you put Buffalo?
Buffalo wasn't even top five for me.
Okay. Where do you put? That's about the best offense, though. Because I was going to say San Diego, but they fell off.
No,
they fell off.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about explosive.
Joe Flacco had the boys going crazy. Fox
Sports. Oh, you talking Fox Sports. They can't fuck with you. I don't want to hear shit, Fox Sports.
49ers, Lions, Bills, Cowboys.
Okay, he's close. That's why I said Bills. I put Bills up there, too.
Dolphins yards average. Dolphins 401, 49ers 398, Lions 394, Bills 374.
Damn, I didn't know the Lions always were 400 a game.
Y'all niggas disrespect us.
I said six. How that disrespect, nigga?
That's disrespectful, nigga.
This nigga's tripping.
The one that had the highest was the Lions.
Oh, the Lions. Yeah, we knew that. Because they played, but they also made it to the championship game.
Disrespect.
So that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all good, though, because next year, like, again.
Don't start roaring and shit.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not. Because I don't even have a voice for that right now. But what I'm saying is, even when we lost, I wasn't just like, oh my God, shit is over. I was like, shit has really turned. Mm. Like, the people is about to really see. We got both our coordinators back. We brought more people back.
Yeah, y'all good.
Then this kickoff rule
is gonna help.
About to be
what's
a
the
fucking mad. It's gonna be a madness.
It's gonna be a lot of touchdowns.
What's the rule?
It's a madness, bro. This shit is about to be real. Like,
what's the rule?
Like, these niggas,
they're stationary until it's XFL. They're stationary.
It's pretty much they stationary until that hole is caught.
Yeah,
God damn,
nigga. You got Jameson Williams. You got J-Bo. You got Gibbs.
But I think a lot of teams gonna be able to go off on the kickoff.
But think about how.
Think about Miami, bro.
Think
Mostert,
about how reckless
A-Chain.
But think about just not even reckless, how risky we are.
Oh, like, I know. I'll give you that.
It was documented when the rule came out. Dan Campbell and Detroit Lions are licking at the chops at this new rule.
Yeah. No, well, a lot of teams are that have speed receivers.
Yeah. It's about to be a madhouse.
And I don't know why they changed that. I know it's for safety.
It's safety, and then because nobody was returning.
It's because now you can do a real wedge.
Nobody could return.
You can do a real wedge now.
Nobody could return.
Yeah.
And so now, now we're more of a destination. People talking about Houston did great.
They did.
Houston did great. And we was in a conversation to get digged.
You were.
I'm personally glad we didn't. Because you don't want to mess up shit that's working.
That core, that
guy. And then you want to get somebody. I feel like if we get Boyd
from Higgins, Cincinnati.
Or Higgins from Cincinnati,
Ooh.
But if we don't and we go and draft the kid from South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if my ideal dream, if we get Kool-Aid McKinsey and then we get Xavier Leggett or even the dude from LSU, yeah. BJ Thomas or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great draft. We good. But what I'm saying is, what slept
when's
on.
When's the draft again?
Huh?
When's the draft?
In the June.
It's the 25th. It's my birthday.
Oh.
We might need
I'm thinking the NBA. Like
a draft party.
So what is slept on is the lineman we got from the Ravens. We signed a starting lineman, and we brought him to ours, who was already great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Dan Campbell's a great coach.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we picking up, and we've been picking up. We got corners. Cam Sutton. I'm glad you didn't show up dead. The cornerback that was on the run.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
dude got domestic abuse, yeah. but he was that. On the run, I know. They didn't know where he was for 3 weeks.
Yeah. But this is what you got to give us some grace, though. Because the same thing with the rap beef, just because we don't agree with you that Detroit was in top five, but you still was like, we was trying to hold you and we wasn't.
The numbers were the numbers, though.
But still, just that's an opinion also.
No, because you got to hear the numbers, and y'all don't be, no, people
I
don't,
did. I'm I said, saying, I didn't know.
I'm okay. not saying. Okay. But I'm all the media, like all the media. I saw it.
Detroit, they got it. Yeah.
Stephen A. advocating 1 week, oh, Detroit is on the way. Oh, they coming. And then 2 weeks later, Detroit, who we thought they were.
I'm
we
just saying,
put them on the light.
I'm just saying you have to like, give so some grace, though.
It is what it is. We going to get that. And I prefer it that way. Because when people don't really fool with us, then it just shows. It's Detroit versus everybody. And then we going to shine. Because this was what's going to happen. In New Orleans, me personally, if it's Detroit versus Houston, that would be great in the Super Bowl.
I don't think Houston
would
in the bowl.
Detroit
had the better chance of Houston.
I would love it. Yeah. I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah.
But regardless, I'm going to be in there.
I think Baltimore making the bowl this year for sure.
I hope so.
I hope so too. Because Lamar.
Whoever.
Detroit I want Texans though. I want the Texans to win.
All right. So the last thing we got, Chance the Rapper. It looks like him and his wife. But the last song he had put out, I wanted to play it real quick on the pod because
is it gonna get us flagged?
Nah, this is his real song. So I want to play the last song that he put out beforehand. So this is what they said killed his career.
Oh, I love my wife. I love my wife. Let's go ride a bike with my wife.
I remember that.
So do y'all remember that?
I remember that.
Now this wasn't the real song, but his
that's
whole
gonna be the that, they said, my wife next.
They said his last album was that.
Was
yeah.
this?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now his next album ain't gonna be that. It's gonna be about nah,
and then
the
he went what to the Caribbean. You were seeing up? He was in the Caribbean. He was getting a dance from one of them girls.
That's you know, what people happened? Break up.
Shut nah, happened. They said the wife was the one recording it. That's what they said. But,
oh, so that wasn't a thing.
But they nobody knows.
But they're not together anymore. So we got Chance back, and I don't want to downfall his relationship.
I think she's from Houston or something.
Is she?
Yeah, she is.
What high school she go to?
Oh, I don't know.
What side of town?
I'm not a CIA agent.
You know everybody, bro. You'd be the one.
I only said that.
Everybody to be like, oh, yeah. I knew Phil from 98.
Yeah. No bullshit. One of my clients is like, oh, I went to Yeshua Field.
Yeah, you know, you see what I'm crazy. Saying? You might have known. You know what I'm saying?
God.
Oh,
damn.
No.
God.
Man.
Damn, we got Billy in this
phone. Yeah, that's episode 292, man. We out, man.